You're listening to KCBX. I'm Randall White. A California food safety bill that originally passed unanimously and was signed by Governor Brown has fallen out of favor among many since its implementation back on January 1st. In fact, the man who wrote the bill is now working to retract its most controversial component. If you enjoy eating out or going to bars, you'll want to hear this piece by KCBX reporter Jordan Bell.
It's early on a Friday evening in downtown San Luis Obispo, and we're in the kitchen of Luna Red, a restaurant and bar known for recipes made with local seasonal ingredients.
There's not a lot of glove use right now.
Chef Sean Behrens gives me a tour of his kitchen. A man is operating a dishwasher. A woman fills up water for tables. Others are chopping vegetables and cooking on the massive stovetop. They're wearing chef's coats. The floor, surfaces, and the general operation appears clean and tidy.
Do you imagine it's going to be a busy Friday night?
Yeah, it's very busy tonight.
On the first of this year, California updated its food code, AB 1252. The law bans bare hand contact with ready-to-eat food and may require these: latex or plastic gloves for anyone who comes in contact with food, including bartenders who touch fruit garnishes. Right now, restaurants and bars are in a grace period. The law won't be enforced until July, but statewide, restaurant and bar owners are less than thrilled about what it could take to comply.
The original bill no pun intended, supposed to be a cleanup bill to clarify the food safety code. The topic now seemed to be more about gloves than it was about food safety.
That's Assemblyman Dr. Richard Pan, a Sacramento area Democrat who actually wrote the retail food safety bill. He says it's become clear to him implementing the glove portion of the law would be more challenging than expected.
It certainly would impact the businesses themselves, because not only the cost of the gloves, but also just the fact that we would slow down the workers. But in addition, sometimes wearing gloves may actually create a false sense of security.
I'm more on the environmental side of things. We run a very sustainable restaurant here. I actually don't promote glove use in our restaurant. I promote spoons and tongs and everything else, but I'm afraid if the glove law does pass, or if it does come to fruition, then I would hate to know in my brain every restaurant in California how much gloves that they would actually go through, and how much, and that what that would do for our landfill and whatnot. So
some are optimistic, though, that this can work for California. Larry Fay is the Environmental Health Services Director for the Santa Barbara Public Health Department.
I don't know that we're so different than everybody else. I think we can figure it out.
He's referring to the other states that have already made a similar rule work. In fact, California is one of the last states to adopt this type of rule.
And with a little bit of patience and a little bit of understanding, I think we can work through it. We're also looking at the flip side of the coin, and it is the public health benefit that derives from eliminating or at least minimizing the frequency at which a food worker handles ready-to-eat food with bare hands. What is the metrics you're going to use to weigh one benefit against the other? And I guess part of the discussion would have to be around, is it one against the other, or is there something that accomplishes both objectives?
Chef Barron says he imagines that not only would glove use slow down the restaurant's process, but guests might end up paying for the additional costs.
We will work on solutions for that law if it does come to pass, but if I was a guest, I wouldn't really want to see my bartender wearing gloves. It's kind of a turnoff.
I was watching a bartender making some mojitos, and it occurred to me that, you know, we're going to have to be talking to the bartenders, too.
Currently, the amendment is being considered by the Committee on Appropriations. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.